There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Line, hey friend, how you doing?
I'm well. I think a little less of Jonathan now.
Man, I do too, though. I heard
while I was on hold. My opinion of you has definitely changed in the last 90 seconds or so.
Yeah, I mean, we all have things we don't like about ourselves, Danny. This is just one thing I don't even like about me, but it's my reality. I got to live in it. Hey, did you get golfing today or no?
I did.
Change the subject.
I played this morning. I shot an 81. The wind picked up on the back nine. I had a brutal back nine after shooting a 37 on the front.
Did you listen to K-pop while shooting an 81?
Oh, let's get back to sharing a bond of golf together. How about that?
Not a single second of K-pop was played.
Hey, nice job on that 37. How many up and downs did you have there?
No, we're getting into Cavs basketball. I'm not allowing more golf talk here.
This is really good. Hey, listen, nobody cares about your 81, but I care about your 81, okay, Danny?
He's trying to get you to
a side. I know what you're trying to do, and I don't think it's going to work, Mr. K-Pop.
Nice job, man. That was a nice job by you.
Has Darius Garland turned the corner?
I think so, and I don't know if turn the corner is the way I would put it. It's so much as, like, the guy who once was an all-star has reappeared, the guy that I think really played alongside Donovan Mitchell the first year those two were in Cleveland together has reappeared. The guy who was wearing number 10 for the Cavs last year and playing point guard, that guy's not in town anymore because you can't watch what Garland was able to do last night where he went toe-to-toe with Damian Lillard and absolutely out-dueled him down the stretch of that game. You can't tell me that that is the same basketball player. And this is such a key for the Cavs because Donovan Mitchell did not have it going last night, and there have been a couple of nights this season, and it's not a big deal that he hasn't because star players are not perfect every single night, but the Cavs have been able to pick him up in a number of different ways. Darius Garland has now done this twice against two teams that should be pretty good teams in the Bucks and in the Knicks, and I think that's a great sign for the Cavs.
Who gets more credit? Is it Garland or is it Atkinson?
I think it's Garland because I do think that Darius Garland could be and was this guy at times prior to Kenny Atkinson. And to be fair here to J.B. Bickerstaff from last year, you know, it's not J.B.'s fault that Darius Garland fractured his jaw and lost 15 pounds. It's not J.B.'s fault that Darius had a number of, I think, nagging injuries is probably a fair way to characterize it, or some off-the-court things that I do think had an effect on his play last year. I don't think any of that being out of the picture has anything to do with the coaching change. So I think that Darius deserves all the credit for being able to get past everything that plagued him last year and returned really to, you know, I don't know if he's going to be a guy that's on the all-star team, but has returned to an all-star caliber player.
I got a three-parter here. Would Darius and Evan be having this season if JB was still the coach, and would they be 8-0 if JB was still the coach?
That's a two-parter.
But no, it's Darius and Evan are their own questions.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Danny.
I think that Darius is very possible. I don't think Evan would be, and I don't think that they would be 8-0. As far as Evan, he has been unlocked. He's been given the ability to be more aggressive. There's more belief, I think, in him offensively under Kenny Atkinson than there was the previous coaching staff. I think they're putting him in different positions than they have been in the past. And I also think one of the things that I don't know that we talk about a ton is that previously he spent a lot of time paired with Darius Garland on the floor. It would be Donovan would play a lot of his minutes alongside Jared Allen. Darius would play a lot of his minutes alongside Evan Mobley. And that's flipped this year to where Evan is playing alongside Darius Garland much more. And I think that Evan has benefited from that just because obviously Darius is a much different type of player than Donovan is. And I think that has allowed Evan to be more aggressive, to have the basketball in his hands more frequently in the half court. I do think Darius would be capable of this under the previous coaching staff because he showed that he was capable of doing these types of things prior to that. And I don't think the Cavs would be unbeaten because you look at the way they've won these games. Like, go back to the game against New York, for example, a week ago on Monday night. I don't have, you know, any reason to believe they would not have won that game last Monday. But I also have no reason to believe that they would have won that game while Donovan Mitchell only played 33 minutes and Darius Garland only played. I think they won these games, but I think last night Donovan Mitchell would have played 41, 42 minutes. He played 34. And those sorts of things add up, especially when you're in a stretch where the Cavs have played their first 8 games in 13 days. And if you're able to keep the minutes down, like the Cavs have one guy right now that averages 30 minutes a game, and it's Jared Allen. That's a big reason why they're 8-0 is because they've been able to be fresher than teams that have had to play their key players longer stints in games than the Cavs have. And I think that is a reflection of Kenny Atkinson.
Why doesn't the rest of the NBA give Jared Allen the credit that he deserves? He's incredible every night. He's a walking double-double. He's as efficient of a player as you're going to find. And yet he just gets never gets any credit, Danny.
I think part of it is because he's in Cleveland and the Cavs have not been, up until right now, have not been a national story. When the Cavs have been in the national spotlight over the last couple of years, what's immediately followed? Oh, well, Donovan Mitchell's going to leave. Like, the national headlines about this team have never actually been about basketball. I think that's part of it. And I think the other part of it is when people talk about the Cavs of having 4 potential all-stars and they have 3 guys in Donovan, Darius, and Jarrett that have made all-star teams, Jarrett is routinely the 4th one. Like, he is the one that I think this is true. He's the one that probably has the lowest ceiling of that group. It doesn't mean he's not a really, really good player. It doesn't mean he's not capable of being an all-star. But I think that the ceiling for Donovan Mitchell is very clearly higher. And I think the ceiling for Darius Garland and Evan Mobley is higher, too, because so much of what we talk about in the NBA is what could be, right? That's why this is a league that loves trade rumors. It loves free agency stuff during the summer. It's because it is a what could happen type of league. And I don't know that there's just – Jared Allen is awesome, but Jared Allen is who he is. And I think that's part of the reason why he doesn't get talked about more.
Do they get the record tomorrow night against the Pelicans?
I think so. New Orleans is really beat up right now. Like, DeJounte Murray is going to be out. I know the injury report won't come out for another half hour or so, but DeJounte Murray is still out. T.J. McCollum's still out. Trey Murphy out. Zion Williamson has not played the last couple of games, I believe, for the Pelicans. So they're really beat up right now. This is a game that both, obviously, neither team is playing tonight with no NBA games going on election night here. So I do think that they'll be the deeper team. I don't know if they'll have Dean Wade back. I don't know if they'll have Caris LeVert back. But I do think that this is a game that I look at and say, this is if the game's against Milwaukee, and I understand Milwaukee's record is what it is, but I still think that's a talented basketball team. If those games are sort of statement games, if you look at the Pelicans and the shape that they're in right now, I think this is sort of a take care of business game. And I have no reason to believe this Cavs team isn't capable of taking care of business.
Danny, how sustainable is it? Like, going into yesterday's game, I think they were 2nd in offensive scoring in the NBA, and the pace is obviously way up. But how sustainable is being that prolific of a scoring team when in the past couple years they haven't been that?
I think it is sustainable because nothing they're doing is like, oh, they're hitting a ton of threes. They're not even taking 43-pointers a night. The shot selection, I think, if anything, they should be taking more threes than they are. But I do think because I look at that, and yeah, they're among the league leaders in three-point percentage, but this is a roster that's filled with really good shooters. Sure, Caris LeVert is not going to shoot the three-point percentage that he's shooting right now over the course of the season. That is not sustainable. But also, you know, going into Friday night's game against Orlando, Sam Merrill was shooting 30% from the floor, and I think that is something that obviously has gone up since, but that wasn't going to be sustainable on the other end. Cavs have done a great job of getting to the rim. They've done a great job generating corner threes. They actually haven't shot their corner threes as well as they probably should have. Like, that's something that can go up. I don't know that they're going to be a team that leads the league in three-point shooting percentage. They're obviously not going to be a team that leads the league in attempts, but this is a team that has a lot of offensive firepower. They have a lot of role players that are good shooters. There is no reason why this team can't be a top five offense when it's all said and done this year.
All right, Danny, is there anything that you can see in the regular season or before a potential Boston series in the playoffs, to make you believe that the Cavs can stand tall with Boston in a seven-game series?
Yeah, I think it's continuing to see Darius Garland have nights like he had last night. It's not going to be every night, and it's not fair to expect it to be every night, and continue to see Evan Mobley be more consistent with his aggression. Like, how about that stretch last night where he blocked, I believe it was DeLon Wright's shot at the rim, grabbed the rebound, went 94 feet in four dribbles, and then dunked with his left hand on A.J. Green. I want more of that. Like, that is the stuff that is the reason why everyone, including myself, has been so high on Evan Mobley, if you have been on that side of the equation over the last couple of years, because there's glimpses of this where he can, for a moment or two, look like a version of Giannis from before he was an MVP, and that's what you hope he turns into with a better jump shot. So if he continues having those stretches and playing with more aggression than we had seen in previous years, there's no reason to me to think that this team can't contend. I'm not saying they're going to go out and beat Boston, but there's no reason why they can't be one of the two or three best teams in the Eastern Conference and really one of the five best teams in basketball.
Well, we kind of buried the lead here. We know you've got a new Substack out within the last month and a half there, The Inside Shot. Not only can people find that on Substack, see, I'm learning about Substack as we get into this, but I did want to say congrats on the launch of that. And again, where can people find this other than your Twitter account at Real D Cunningham?
Well, thank you for that. Search The Inside Shot on Substack. You'll be able to check it out. I'm writing about basically every game. I'm writing a lot of stuff that I find interesting to do with this Cavs team. Doc Rivers, yesterday, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, gave a quote about the Cavs and what is different. And he essentially said, Evan Mobley looks like Giannis. And that's what I'm writing for tomorrow morning. That'll be on everyone that is a subscriber. That'll be in your inbox first thing tomorrow morning. So check that out there. I'm just trying to do the best job covering this team that I can.
All right. I just hit subscribe. Now, the second thing is, what is Substack?
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm kidding.
You said you were 40, not 80.
Yeah, that's a Nick problem.
On different things, I'm any given age I want to be. Danny, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate you. Keep killing it, bud.
I appreciate you guys for having me on. Thanks.
Danny Cunningham there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yeah, that was a me being old joke, not that people don't know what Substack is. Yeah.
That's okay.
Me dumb, Danny good at job.
I'm taking in, Danny's like, oh, I shot an 81 today. And I'm like, that's awesome, buddy. Like, I'm just, am I but Johnny Fairchance?
But this is like when somebody else in the station.
I'm so supportive of everyone around here.
Acts interested in something and you're like, that's not sincere.
No, but you know me long enough to know that I genuinely do get interested in other people, like what they like and what they don't like. And in this, I wanted to like something there because I felt bad about the Jason Isbell situation where you gave me the song and he's kind of country enough and it just wasn't for me.
No, that's okay. I don't take it personally. I also, the most excruciating thing that just happened there is me watching you listening to it though, because that's tough.
Oh, is that like when you give someone some of your food?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, they're
like your favorite food. Like,
yeah.
Like I definitely had at least one relationship fall apart because she was so excited. That is like, no, it's college. Yeah, nobody dated me in high school. That was lonely. All right, that was a lonely experience. But yeah, I definitely remember like she was like so put off. It was a great connection, great vibe. Like I was like telling my friends about her, and then it was like, hey, try this pizza. And it was like the one pizza I've ever had that I just couldn't get with. And I could see it in her face. It was done. It was done.
Oh, it was her favorite pizza that she was having you try.
Yep.
And then it was just a no-go.
Yep. No, because like Vanessa.
See how dumb that is, though? Do you think about how dumb that is, like in hindsight? I've never let like, hey, I like something and then you don't like it. I don't let that get anyway in between us in any sort of way?
Anything, though? Like, I can't find, like, there. You don't have a couple deal breakers?
No. I think I made peace with the fact that I'm like, everything I like is not going to be for everybody.
I mean,
but it used to be the mentality. I believe there was a time in my life where that used to be a thing with me. It's not anymore.
Where you had red flags or beige flags or whatever those are.
And then there's green flags, too.
Yeah.
What specifically came to your mind when you were thinking about that?
About which one?
About things that would be like a deal breaker or things that like what in your life if Vanessa just didn't like, you'd be like, I just can't do it.
So I can't. OK, I can't get in.
That was a lose-lose of a conversation, wasn't it?
So there were two. So Vanessa was one of two girls I met on Plenty of Fish. I knew you were going to laugh. That's why I didn't want to say this.
Because that was the saddest of the sad dating sites.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. When you were on there. When I was on there.
I wasn't on there. No.
It was bussing.
I was not on there.
All right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure.
Back in 2009, that's when
I'm sure. I had a buddy of mine that got on it, and I ripped him so hard for
2007, that's when it peaked. But no, there was a girl who, like, we had I met her before Vanessa, and we almost went on a date. And then right before the first date, I found out something about her, and I was like, I can't do this.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is not going to work out.
What is it?
I can't. I really can't.
You definitely can.
No, I cannot.
I mean, you say you can't.
No.
I know you can.
In today's environment, I cannot say it. It's a very touchy day. There's a lot of emotions going around. I can't. I'll tell you off air. What I can tell you is it was like a crystal clear realization, and I just lied to get. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't make that thing. And then I just never. She IM'd me like 15 times, and I just never did. Just never responded. Just ghosted her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before that was even a term, because that was so long ago.
I practically invented ghosting, but while we're at it, that's not true. The women I was interested in invented ghosting. What stood out for you about what Danny had to say about where the Cavs are?
I really thought you were going to say Blitz and Trapper there. I thought it was interesting. There was a couple of different things. You can tell the realization that a lot of people have, I don't know if they've come to this. I don't know. But the fact that we've just been able to just wipe away last year as quickly as we've been able to with Darius, I think is incredible. I like that he pointed out the weight loss, though. I do think that matters in the discussion. There's a couple things. It's been a very, very interesting couple weeks for rewriting how we view Darius. But the fact that he thinks the offense can be something sustainable. They're second right now in the NBA in points per game. I look at this and... I mean, he brought up Caris LeVert. I have no idea if Caris LeVert can hit threes the way that he has been hitting. I have no idea if this offense can be what it has been. Second in the NBA, Nick.
Are you saying, like, I have no idea in, like,
I'm open to the idea. Yeah, very much so.
But you're just unsure? Or are you cynical that it'll happen?
No, I'm just unsure. Okay. I mean, again, I go to baseball analogies a lot. You know this about me. But it is. It's like watching a team not be able to hit home runs and then all of a sudden leading the league in home runs in 2 weeks. And it's like, well, that's not something that's that sustainable.
But I think that's what's intriguing and exciting about it, is that you don't know. Like, that's what's got me. Like, if you had said there are going to be things in this regular season that hook you in this early, I would have said no. And it's not about the winning. It is about how it looks. The winning helps, but it's how it looks. It is the three-point shooting. It's the way they're playing. It's the way they're not just playing through one person. Like, this is how it's supposed to look. And that, so I think that maybe is like, okay, maybe Karras is a 36% three-point shooter instead of whatever he's at now. Darius is actually kind of right where he's supposed to be. But, like, I can see some of the numbers changing. But in terms of how it looks and the success they're having, yeah, they're not going to go 82-0. But do I think that this offense, at least the system, is going to keep? Yes. And I think that's going to allow guys to grow and get better and maybe continue on the clip, not of 39 points per game, but of Darius doing 21 points per game and one time a week giving you 30-plus points per game.
And it's happened with, like, a reduced role out of Donovan. And I say reduced role, I mean his minutes are down, his points per game are down. Like, he himself is not playing the way that we were accustomed to seeing Donovan Mitchell. And I don't, maybe that's growth. Maybe that's all that is. Maybe that's growth out of Donovan. He's going to put winning ahead of everything. Or maybe he realizes it is a long season and he's got to be able to withstand the highs and the lows. But it's much more balanced. The whole entire thing, it's just much more balanced.
Keith.
Yeah.
The assassin.
Yeah. You laughed way too hard throughout all of that, so I know it's probably coming at me.
No. Keith texted us saying, can I just say how pathetic it sounds that the taste of a slice of pizza stood in the middle with you and a girl?
Yeah. He's bingo. He's on it.
I don't give a damn.
Like, when you sound it out, sound ridiculous, does it not?
No, I'm just going to say it. Because I was trying to keep a fact. It was her family restaurant's pizza.
Oh, and you know, if you dated and then married her, that'd be the only pizza you'd eat for the rest of your life, essentially.
Yeah. She said it's going to be the greatest pizza you've ever had. I had it in
the immediately. Was it at least like a 7 on the 10 scale? No. Like, if you're Portnoy and you're rating pizza?
Nope. It was overcooked. The toppings were not good. It was bad. It was like a 3.
That's a tough spot, man, because that's the only pizza you get to eat for the rest of your life.
Have I ever dogged pizza?
No, but you can't just, like, order Domino's or a chain restaurant or something that you really want when, you know, her family owns a pizza restaurant. Yeah. Like, that's out of the equation.
Yeah. Yep. And listen, I can commit to one woman for the rest of my life, but if I'm going to commit to one pizza for the rest of my life,
That's a big ask. It's the only way this is excused away.
It was a
great answer, but it's the only way.
Out of 10. How sure are you that Darius has turned the corner? One final segment to go next on 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.